We're in the Netivot Shalom on Parshat Vayigash, and the subject that we're learning is Anochi Yored Imcha Mitzrayimah, Hashem's promise to Yaakov Avinu in our Parsha, that Hashem will go down with him to Mitzrayim. And we're up to the letter Gimel, the third section on this topic. V'ofen nosaf yesh lomar, and there's another way we could add another direction to explain this concept. In explaining the Or HaChaim HaKadosh's question, on God saying to Yaakov, I will go down with you, from what our sages taught us, that Egypt, because it was so filled with idols, the Shekhinah couldn't rest in Egypt. So how is God telling him, I will be with you in Egypt? And the answer is that really in Mitzrayim, the Shekhinah did not come down, did not appear in the highest level. But the Shekhinah appeared on a lower level. But it's still difficult. We find that when it came to the Makah of Bechoros, when Hashem killed the firstborns, Hashem says, I personally will pass through Egypt on this night. Namru Chazal, our sages said, when Hashem said, I will pass through Egypt, Hashem was saying, Ani velo malach, I will do it, not an angel. V'iketi kol bechor, Hashem says, I will hit all firstborn, Ani velo seraf, I am not a seraph angel. Ani Hashem, God declares it is I, Ani hu velo acher, it will be me who does this makah and no other. Shakadosh Baruch Hu bichvodo v'atzmo avar be'eretz Mitzrayim, that God himself passed through Egypt. V'gam kan yesh le'akshot, here too we can question, kanal, like we said earlier, Ech yada Shekhinah letoch Mitzrayim, did the Shekhinah come down, descend to Egypt, tam le'atuma v'gilulim, Egypt that was filled with defilement and idols. Uchedita, and as we've seen, sheze haya ha'tam lama, that was the reason why God says it must be me, no angel, no representative. The explanation that's given is that Egypt was so defiled, even angels, had they entered Mitzrayim to do the Makah of Bechoros, they would have been lost in Mitzrayim. So Hashem says it's got to be me. Al ken yarad l'sham HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. That's why Hashem himself has to come and do the Makah of Bechoros. Ve'lo mistaber lomar, and it doesn't seem logical to say, she'ayta madriga yoter ktana shel hashrat ha'shechina, that God's appearance to do the Makah of Bechoros was a lower level appearance. Sh'arei ne'emar ani Hashem, God says it is I and no other, ani ve'lo acher, she'ayaz gilui shechina gvoha b'madriga elyona. We say that then there was an appearance of the Shekhinah on a high level. וכדרשת חז"ל, and like our sages taught us, ובמורא גדול זו גילוי שכינה. God says, I'll take you out with great awe. That's a reference to the fact that God revealed himself in Mitzrayim. So, on the one hand, in our parsha, Hashem says, I will go down to Mitzrayim. And we find that in Makos Bechos, Hashem revealed himself in Mitzrayim. And yet, we know, our sages taught us, that God did not appear in Mitzrayim because Mitzrayim was so defiled. Uchtiv, and it says in the pasuk, "Biyom akoti chol becho be'eretz Mitzrayim, ikdashtili chol becho b'vnei Yisrael." On the day that I hit the firstborn in Egypt, God says, "I sanctified all the firstborn of the Jew." De'ainu shaya az gilui na'ala me'od. So, what the pasuk is telling us that God made a great revelation at that time. She'Yisrael nitromimu al yado liotam kedoshim li. God saying, at the same time I was hitting the firstborn of the Egyptians, I was elevating the firstborn of the Jews, meaning I made such a revelation in Egypt that the Jews were elevated and I sanctified them for me. Umitzayim laku ba'akoti chol b'chol. And the Egyptians at the same time were punished. V'tzarich b'yur, so we have to explain, hech yada ha'shechina letoch Mitzrayim? How was the Shechina able to go down to Mitzrayim then? V'chen yesh lever, we also have to explain what Hashem said, don't be scared of going down to Egypt. What was Yaakov so scared of when it comes to going down to Egypt? And how did God reassure him and remove his fear. Ve'omro, when God said, Ki ligoy gadol, asimcha sham, I will make you into a great nation there. Halo v'vaday haya mityare, undoubtedly his fear was, pen yitarvu Yisrael ben ha-mitzrim, lest the Jews become mixed, intermarried, homogenized between the Egyptians. Ve'imken, ma yeshiv lo al ze? So what is God answering him? Ki ligoy gadol asimcha sham, I'll make you into a great nation there. Ma tshuva izo al morah ze shehaya mityare? How is this an answer for the fear he was fearing? Mechen tzrich biur, and so too we have to explain. B'ma shepirush Rashi b'gemara, what Rashi explains in the Gemara la pasuk v'anuchi al chagam alo, that God says, and I will elevate you. I will elevate you. God declares. Kan ramaz dalet galuyot, that here God alluded to the four exiles. Gam ribuyahu, that the word that God says, I will elevate you and I will elevate you, the word gam, and, is coming to encompass, to include beyond what the verse explicitly states. Ma'awim kenem shecha pasuk, so then how do we understand the continuation of the pasuk? V'yosef yashit yado aleinecha, Yosef will extend his hands, he will place his hand on your eyes. Ma'atshuva b'zeh lefachat shir Yaakov, midal d'galuyot, how's this an answer to Yaakov's fear of the four exiles? So he began by asking the contradiction. How come Hashem appears in Mitzrayim and yet we say Hashem does not appear in Mitzrayim? And now we concluded with another bunch of questions. What was Yaakov so scared of? How did God reassure him? If Yaakov was scared of intermarriage, of mixing with the Egyptians, how was God's promise, you will be a great nation, a reassurance for that fear? And what was the continuation of the pasuk? Yosef will place his hand on your eyes. If Yaakov was scared of the four exiles, how do we understand the continuation of the verse that Yosef will place his hand on Yaakov's eyes? V'yesh lever ha'inyan. So we have to explain the concept. Hinei b'yitziat Mitzrayim k'tiv. When it comes to leaving Egypt, the pasuk says, Ki v'chipazon yatzat Mitzrayim. You left Egypt in haste. V'atam lam haya tzarich liyot b'chipazon. Why did they really have to be in haste? Mevu'ar b'sefarim ha'kdoshim. So the holy works explain the reason why they had to leave in such haste was that being that the Jews were steeped in the defilement of Egypt. 49 levels down, 49 gates of defilement they had passed. V'ilo ayu mitmamim sham od rega, had they remained in Egypt another moment, ayu noflim kvar b'shar hanun, they would have fallen beyond the 50th gate. V'az ayu nivleim legamri betuma, and then they would have been completely consumed in the defilement. Umi yodea im hayta lehem od tkuma, and who knows if they could get up from such a fall. Lachen, therefore, b'chipazon yatzatam mi Mitzrayim, you left Egypt in haste. Shotziam HaKadosh Baruch Hu misham b'rega acharon, God took him out of Egypt in the last minute. And we've explained this al derech mashal, going with an allegory. Lemelech sheroet bino shenofel lebiv shel shofchin. King sees his son fall into the sewer. Ve'en av chad sheyachol lared lo tzeo misham. There's no one around to take him out of the sewage water. Va'amelech lavush biikar tiferet levushei hamalchut. The king is dressed in all his glory. Ve'cheter hamlucha brusho. He has the crown on his head. Shevadai lefi hachukim v'seder hamlucha en lo laredet lebor hashofchin. Certainly going with protocol, he shouldn't go into the sewage, v'letanefet bigdei hamalchut, and to disgrace the royal clothing. Aval kasher bno yakiro mutal sham, but when he sees his precious son there in the sewage water, harei ahava shet be'akadosh baruch hu be'av libno goveret b'libo, the love that God innately placed in the heart of a father for his son overcomes. Al kol ha-cheshbonot, it overcomes all calculations. V'hu kofetz in kol bigdei ha-malchut el ha-bo pnima, and he jumps into the sewage pit with all his royal clothing, la-tzil et benot, to rescue his son. Al derech ze haya b'yitziat Mitzrayim. This is how it was when we left Egypt. Kasher Yisrael ayu b'sakana litvoa b'tita even shel tumat Mitzrayim. When the Jews were in danger of sinking in the mortar of the defilement of Egypt, as legodel ahavat Hashem otam, with God's great love for them, kaviyachol nechpaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, God rushed, ve'arad letoch Mitzrayim le'atzilam misham. God, so to speak, saw us sinking, saw us drowning, and He Himself rushed in to take us out. V'zeu shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yaakov, and that's what Hashem told Yaakov. Al tira merda Mitzrayim, don't be scared of going down to Egypt. Anochi yared imcha Mitzrayim, I will go down with you to Egypt. Ki ikar ha'pachad shel Yaakov haya, Yaakov's primary fear was Mishar Hanun, from that 50th gate of defilement. He was scared. Maybe we will pass the 50th gate, and maybe then we won't make it out. שהיה מתיראה מאותו הרגע האחרון. He was scared of that last moment. כאשר יהיו כבר משוקעים בממתת שערי טומאה, when the Jewish people will already be steeped, they'll be down 49 gates of defilement. האם יוכלו ישראל לעמוד אז? Will they be able to stand then? האם יוכלו עוד להיגאל משם? Will they be able to be redeemed from there? Think about it. Father is told, your son's going to be brought to the guillotine. When his neck is on there, and they're about to pull the hatchet, we'll shoot the guy and we'll save him. So he's going to be worried. Yeah, in the last second you'll save him, right? The last second when his neck is on the guillotine. A million things can happen in that last second. So Yaakov knows that they're going down, and they're going all the way down to almost the point of no return. Yaakov's worried. האם יוכלו ישראל לעמוד אז? Will they be able to stand up then? האם יוכלו עוד להיגאל משם? Will they be able to be redeemed from there anymore? ולא ידבו בשער הנון. And won't they sink to the 50th gate? ועל זה הבטיחו הקדוש ברוך הוא. About that, Hashem promised them, אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה. I will go down with you to Egypt. שברגע שישראל יעמדו לטבוע, when they'll be on the verge of drowning, אז אנוכי ירד עמך מצרימה. Then I will go down with you to Egypt. When Hashem tells Yaakov in our parsha, I will go down with you, the Netivot Shalom is saying now an alternate explanation. Hashem wasn't saying, I will go down with you now. Hashem is saying, when they'll be all the way down, down 49 gates, I'll go down. I personally will take them out. It was a promise for that last moment where it was a do or die. Is Hashem going to take them out? Or if it's going to be detained any moment further, it's over. וזהו שאמר הקדוש ברוך הוא ליעקב. So Hashem tells him, I will go down with you. שברגע שישראל יעמדו לטבוע, in that moment when they're on the verge of drowning, אז אנוכי ירד עמך מצרים, then I will go down with you to Egypt. אף כי מעולם לא ירדה שכינה בתוך מצרים המלאה גילולים. Even though the שכינה never entered מצרים because it was so filled with idols. אבל כאשר ישראל בסכנה, but when the Jews are in danger, ועומדים לטבוע, and the Jewish people are on the verge of drowning, בוודאי שירד בחיפזון, certainly I will go down in haste, אפילו לתוך מצרים, even to the defiled Egypt, להצילם to save them. וזהו גם מה שנאמר במסכת בחורות. And that's also what the Gemara tells us in מסכת בחורות. ועברתי בארץ מצרים, אני השם. Hashem says, I will pass through Egypt. I, no representative, it is I, Hashem. כי בעת שישראל עמדו לטבוע, when the Jews were on the verge of drowning, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, God said, אינני סומך, I don't rely, לא על מלאך, not on an angel, ולא על שרף, nor on a seraph angel, אלא אני ועצמי ירד לתוך מצרים. I personally am going down להצילם ברגע האחרון, to rescue them in the last minute. לבל יטבו שם, so they don't drown there, מבלי תקומה חס ושלום, to a situation where they cannot arouse חס ושלום. ובזה תמונה תשובה, and here is hidden the answer, אף למה שאיק ליעקב מכל הדלגלויות. Also to what was bothering Yaakov about all four exiles. Shanochi yered imcha tamid. God says, I will go down with you always. Bechol ha-galuyot. Whenever the Jews will be exiled, sheyavru Yisrael, whatever exiles the Jewish people will pass, כשיהיה מצב שהם עומדים חס ושלום נשקוע, when they'll be in a situation where God forbid they're on the verge of drowning, אנוכי ירד עמך, I will go down with you. שבכל המצבים, in all the situations, יהיה הקדוש ברוך הוא עם ישראל, השם will be with the Jewish people, אם אשק שמיים שמעת, if I go up to heavens, you're there. ואף כי יציע שאול, הנך, and even if I go down to the depths of perdition, you're there with me. בעת שיהיו בשאול תחתית, even when they'll be at the bottom depths, מבטיח הקדוש ברוך הוא, God promises, שלא יעזוב אותם, he won't leave them, ולעולם לא יניח להם לטבוע, and God will never let them drown. So he's beginning to develop the thought. Bezrat Hashem will continue tomorrow and the next night, and we'll finish in time for Shabbos. Bezrat Hashem will finish Thursday night, Moshe. We won't leave you hanging. He's beginning to develop the thought of this concept that when Hashem came down to Egypt, it was a unique event. When Hashem came to take Sad Mitzrayim, ordinarily Hashem does not go into Egypt. But here we were in danger of drowning spiritually. So Hashem says, I'm not leaving this in the hands of anyone else. I'm jumping in like the king who sees his kid drowning in sewage water. He's not waiting to get someone else to do it. He himself takes him out.